Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
And we'll also pay homage to the life and times of Prince. It's 7 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Fans and admirers today are still absorbing the news of the sudden death of pop music icon Prince, yesterday found dead in his suburban Minneapolis compound.
We've seen hundreds, if not thousands, of people standing here at the fence line paying their respects to Prince. In fact, we've seen several people talking amongst themselves just about how this could happen to the 57-year-old.
Correspondent Ryan Young, an autopsy is planned for later today. A missing Fairfax County firefighter's body has been found, along with a suicide note.
Fairfax County police say during their search of Shenandoah National Park Thursday afternoon, human remains were discovered in a remote location more than a mile from the White Oak Canyon parking area. On a Facebook page set up by the family, a statement says, quote, "Our hearts are broken. We thank you for your support and ask that you keep our family in your prayers in the challenging days ahead." Nicole Mittendorf was just 31 years old. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Donald Trump is renewing his call for Ted Cruz and John Kasich to drop out of the GOP race.
At a rally in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Trump ratcheted up the pressure on Cruz and Kasich, again making the case that his remaining opponents are mathematically eliminated from the battle for the GOP nomination.
Cruz and Kasich have no path to victory. It's over. It's over.
Trump has all but dropped the softened tone he adopted earlier this week after he won the New York primary. He was back to calling Cruz here Lion Ted and added that people don't even know who Kasich is.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. Meanwhile, heading into the next round of primaries on Tuesday, one of the presidential candidates is taking a little different approach on one key issue.
Hillary Clinton, who often criticizes Bernie Sanders for his record on guns, took a bit of a lighter approach on Thursday.
Please make comprehensive gun safety reform at the top of your list.
At a Connecticut roundtable on gun violence, Clinton only mentioned Sanders once, a switch from her direct attacks ahead of the New York primary. Sanders, on the other hand, continued his standard compare and contrast style at 3 rallies in Pennsylvania, trying to bring attention to his and Clinton's differing stances on trade deals. I'm Andrew Spencer.
Early voting in Maryland is now over, and preliminary numbers show there was record turnout for a primary election. In fact, early voting totals are said to be 3 times what they were in the 2012 primary. An Anne Arundel County man will get to keep his Donald Trump sign, the sign he painted on the roof of his barn. County zoning inspectors last month had told David Riggs his sign would have to go, but now the county has backed off, saying the sign ordinances of the county need to be reviewed in light of a recent Supreme Court ruling on what localities can impose restrictions on content-based signs. An Annandale man has been charged with child neglect and involuntary manslaughter after police say he accidentally left a 2-year-old child strapped in a car seat. Police arrested 32-year-old Daquan Fields, an acquaintance of the child's mother. Arlington police say Fields was supposed to drop 3 children off at 2 locations Wednesday morning. He dropped off the 2 older children, but apparently forgot about the 2-year-old when he drove home. Republican Virginia Congressman Robert Whitman has launched a political action committee in a bid for governor of Virginia next year. Whitman can now begin raising money for that race while also running for re-election for Congress this year. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,983, the NASDAQ at 49.46. Sports, the Nats lose, the O's win. The Cubs' Jake Arrieta tosses the season's first no-hitter. Scott Brooks reportedly set to become the new Wizards head coach, and it's Caps Flyers Game 5 tonight. WMAL News Time. 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
Salt and dirt grind away like sandpaper on your rugs and carpets.
You need a deep down clean.
You need Hadid.
For a limited time, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111
or go online to joehadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Stephen Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Tell your friends to stay away from the southbound side of the BW Parkway by Landover Road if you can. There's an accident right in the merging lane. Better news, though, on the outer loop of the Beltway by Branch Avenue. That earlier accident is cleared away. Just some residual delays at the moment back to St. Barnabas Road. In the northwest, Florida Avenue closed with an accident between 13th and 14th Streets. You can head over to U Street instead. And then on E Street northwest, going westbound, we have slow traffic from 18th to 19th. On the westbound side of I-66 at Fairfax Drive, an accident sits in the right lane. And in Anne Arundel County, on the inner loop of the Beltway, the off-ramp to the BW Parkway, partially blocked. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Metro Rail experiencing delays on the Orange Line, but we're back to normal on the Blue and Silver. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast around, a gray morning. Temperatures mild, though, for this time of year, almost surpassing where we should be for the daytime high. Cloudy and mild this afternoon, 77. A few showers around, especially this afternoon. And maybe even isolated thunderstorm for the Friday afternoon commute. Occasional showers and 60 tonight. Saturday, a morning shower, then some sun later, and a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Herndon, 64 in Germantown, 64 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Donald Trump thinks Hillary Clinton is qualified to be president, but Bernie Sanders is giving him cover to say she isn't. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, James Rosen will join us. He's at that GOP spring meeting in Florida. They'll give us the layout from there. And at 7:35, Chris Richards from the Washington Post is going to talk about the life and times of Prince, who passed from the scene yesterday at the age of 57. I'm Brian Wilson. Joining me here today in Larry O'Connor's absence, he's taking a day off, is Lisa Booth. You see her all the time on TV. I mean, you cannot turn on cable news without occasionally running into Lisa Booth. Good to have you with us, Lisa.
Thanks so much for having me.
Joining us on the line now,
minimum wage
is Chef Jeff Tracy, because we got to talk about this proposal from Muriel Bowser to raise the minimum wage in the district. I mean, Muriel Bowser wants to raise it to $15 an hour, and then for tipped employees, people who receive tipped waiters, waitresses, etc., she wants to raise it to $7.50. And Chef Jeff has a thing or two that he would like to say about that. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing very well. Okay, so you run a number of restaurants, and notably, you've got one in the district that over, I mean, New Mexico Avenue, it's a booming place. And yep, I was over there the other day, a good place. It seemed like you're doing a lot of business. But how will that business be impacted if you have to start paying waiters and waitresses a base wage of $7.50 an hour and other employees who do not receive tips, $15 an hour?
Right, so... the politicians have been perpetually, I mean, they just raised the minimum wage. I mean, so we've, you know, in the last couple of years, they've raised the minimum wage, and it's going up this June, it's going to go up next June under the existing conditions. But let's do the math, and we'll do just the servers, okay? So it takes, first and foremost, my servers currently make an average of $27 per hour, and they do so through tips. I pay them $2.77 an hour. And it's important to note that I have to make up the difference if they don't make the base minimum wage and tips. All right, a lot of politicians don't understand that. But it is clear. it takes 30 full-time servers in my restaurant to run a full-service restaurant, and the mayor wants me to pay them $7.50 an hour from $2.77. That's a difference of $4.73 per hour. So if we do $7.50, we got to do the math. That's 30 servers multiplied by 40 hours a week, multiplied by 52 weeks, times the increase of $4.73 per hour. That's $295,152.
All right, and let me ask the follow-up question. $295,000, that would cost you on an annual basis.
Correct.
Who's going to pay for that?
So my restaurant doesn't make $295,152, so if I operated in just the same conditions, I'd just go out of business. You know, times are tough as is right now. It's a very competitive environment out there right now. I can't find another $295,152.
And just to follow up on that, will you have to make changes to payroll or pass those costs to consumers as a result?
Well, I have a couple options. First option is to go out of business or close up shop. Second option is to totally change the entire business model and the pricing model. I'd have to find, and there's a couple options out there. I could have a service included fee and then take that money and then disseminate that money as I see fit or under some sort of system. I could, instead of having a service fee, I could have you know, considerably higher food costs and drink costs. I'd have to raise it by at least 20%. You know, I don't really know what to do. I have to kind of get together my team and sort of strategize and, you know, recreate a business model that, you know, worked for, you know, a dozen years. And now with all the sort of increases in costs that are being sort of thrown on my back, it no longer works. And if they make this $15 thing, it will collapse.
Okay, and that's sort of, I guess, the next step. I mean, you have a pretty good business, and you might find some way to survive, but it may actually force you out of business. And you have a very successful restaurant. Tell me what it's going to mean to restaurants that are already just barely surviving.
I mean, if you're barely surviving, and all of a sudden someone throws, you know, a six-figure change into your payroll, and you know, that's just your base payroll, and then on top of that you're going to pay all your payroll taxes as well, and then all your benefit costs go up as the wages go up. So it will destroy anybody. It'll destroy the full service restaurant industry as we know it.
Is there anything being done in the restaurant community to fight this?
Certainly, the Restaurant Association of Metropolitan Washington, the Nightlife Association, and others are working aggressively to you know, talk some sense into the mayor. You know, it's very easy to promise things to people, and you know, if you're going to give people things like, you know, free paid leave or you know, higher wages, people are like, yeah, I want that, but they don't understand necessarily economic impact that has. And you know, you guys come to the restaurants, so the politicians will tell me all the time that, oh, well, you just raise your prices. You guys have been in my restaurant. When is the busiest time in my restaurants?
Well, early evening, I would guess.
Right, happy hour. That's
right,
the happy hour period of time, 4 to 7 p.m. The bar is booming. Why is that period the busiest time of the day? It's because I reduce the prices, not because I increase the prices. They just, the concept of price elasticity and economics is insane. It's insane. And we've been doing it every year. They promote something else to increase the cost of doing business. And I'm sort of at wit's end. I mean, I've been doing this for 16 years on my own. And I don't see the future of the full-service restaurant industry as I knew it. It's just going to completely change.
And it's very easy. And it's very easy for people who've never run a business before to try to implement these types of policies, right?
Of course, and plus it gets them votes, right? I mean, you don't get votes for making hard decisions. You get votes from giving people things, and you know, it just it doesn't make sense, because you know, in some dark part of my little mind, I almost want this stuff to happen and just watch the implosion.
Well, I mean, this is the thing we keep saying to the elected officials, and they don't seem to be buying it, and they don't seem to understand it.
Because it doesn't affect them.
Maybe you're not making as much as you would like to make, but it's better than not making anything. And if you go out of business, how many jobs are going to be lost?
Right, and to be clear, we're talking about people who are making $27 an average on, you know, $27 per hour on average in my company.
Wow. And what about the other employees who are not tipped employees? Can you afford to absorb their cost going up to $15 an hour?
Well, you have a whole new price model in the back of the house, and I haven't run the numbers on that, but it's going to be ugly math again.
your cooks and all of the people and the assistants in the back, the sous chefs and all that would have a minimum of $15 an hour.
Correct. So your wage scale in the back is probably starts at 15, goes to, you know, low 20s.
Wow. Well, I mean, and this is just one industry we're talking about here. And multiply this times thousands of restaurants in the district. Multiply this times hundreds of thousands of small businesses in the District of Columbia. And you certainly come to understand that everybody's going to be facing something like what Jeff is talking about here.
And one thing that's interesting, and Jeff, I'd love your opinion on this, is that, you know, if you look at minimum wage earners in the country, the majority of them are between the ages of 18 and 24. Mm-hmm. So my question to you is, how many of these young individuals do you employ, entry-level jobs?
So we take a lot of people. I mean, one of the beauties of the restaurant industry is that a relatively unskilled person. When I first started in the restaurant business, I was a busboy, so I had no experience doing it. So I went and did it, but I was a friendly person. I was hardworking. I made the tip minimum wage, and then I made tips. And at that point, back in the dinosaur age, I was making about $15-16 an hour. That was awesome.
I'm sorry, Jeff. We have run way over. We got to end it right there. But Jeff Tracy, I think you've made a very good point. It is now 7:16 on WML. Let's get right to traffic and weather. Steve Greenfield is standing by in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you. Good morning. Once again, we have an accident southbound on 295 just after Kenilworth Avenue. That's sitting in the center lane. Northbound general delays from the Capitol Beltway up towards the state line. Better news, southbound BW Parkway, where that accident by Landover Road has cleared away. In the northwest quadrant, Florida Avenue remains shut down between 13th and 14th Street. Bad accident. You want to head over to U Street instead. And in Fairfax, Fairfax Boulevard with an accident just west of Lee Highway near Germantown Road. And a fender bender sits in the left lane northbound I-95 in Virginia at Route 610. Meanwhile, in Anne Arundel County on the inner loop of the Beltway, use caution taking that off-ramp to the BW Parkway. The ramp is partially blocked, but it is passable. Metro Rail now back on or close to schedule on all lines. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here it is. It's looking to be cloudy today. A few showers, a high of 77. Tonight, down around 60, and maybe some showers still rumbling around all the way through tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, Saturday, 73, and on Sunday, temperatures in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees. It is 7:17 on WMAL.
Pro football great Clinton Portis, Trust, Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors.
They do right by me, and they will do right by you.
Call Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors at 301-924-2160. Online at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com.
He gets his own walk-on music. It's required under the contract. James Rosen is standing by with us now from Fox News. Good morning to you, James. You are down covering the RNC meetings in Florida. How's it going down there?
Well, I'm enduring as I look out my 17th floor window over the ocean. It's fascinating. You know, the RNC spring meeting is not typically the kind of thing that attracts a lot of press attention, because what do they usually do in these kind of meetings? Tinker with the arcane rules and so forth. But it just so happens in this quite extraordinary political cycle, those rules are at the very center of the debate. And what Reince Priebus, the chairman of the RNC, had made clear even before this meeting gaveled to order was that he did not want this meeting to produce any recommendations for substantive changes. And anything that would have come out of here would have been just that, a recommendation for the convention committees that are going to meet the week before the convention opens in July in Cleveland.
Right. Uh-huh.
But Keith said he made it very clear, I don't want anything coming out of this, and as a result, nothing happened.
All right, and this, of course, becomes very interesting at a time when we're talking about the convention rules being more important perhaps this time than they've been in a long, long time.
That's absolutely right. As we face the prospect of a contested convention, things that, again, never really received much attention, like who exactly gets to have their credentials as a delegate validated, who gets to actually sit as a delegate, all of those things are receiving extraordinary scrutiny this time around.
How divided is the Republican Party in Hollywood, Florida right now?
Lisa, I would say it's less divided than you might think. The sense I've been getting from the state party chairs, RNC officials, and by the way, everyone here attending this meeting is a delegate to the convention, they seem to be prepared for a candidacy of Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, less so John Kasich, because it's not seen that he has, at this point, a real path to doing it. But they just want to get it over with. They have convention to prepare for. They want to get started on that. They have fundraising imperatives they have to meet. They want to get started on that. So they really just want an end to it. And a lot of them, I think, are not as bothered by the rhetoric of Donald Trump accusing them of presiding over a rigged process, as you might imagine.
So, James, to that, just a follow-up question. So Donald Trump right now is the only person that mathematically could get to 1,237. Do you get the idea that people feel the race is over?
No, their anxiety is in fact stimulated by the fact that it is not over. And Reince Priebus, one other thing he has made very clear is that Donald Trump should think again if he imagines that just getting very close to 1237 will in effect hand him the nomination. Most of the polls of Republican voters have shown that that's what they would like. No, they would just like to give whoever gets close to the magic number of 1237 the nomination without and spare themselves all the floor fights and balloting and so forth. But they don't think it's over, but they want it to be over.
You know, James, I need to change topics very quickly before our time runs out here, because I know, you know, we always talk about you being a great Beatles aficionado, and I read that McCartney's coming to town, and the tickets are going for like $1,400 a seat. And are you going to pony up the dough?
First of all, I'm not an aficionado, Brian. I'm an outright freak. I am working my magic to see if I can get into that show via other means that might even propel me backstage. That's the angling that I'm engaged in right now. But if it doesn't happen on the first ballot, I will get to McCartney's dressing room on the second ballot.
Oh, really? So, I mean, it's going to be one of those things. Do we need to put the restraining order in effect? Because
for the freak, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it should be a pretty good contest. And, you know, I was going to turn to you the other day because we have, and people don't know this, we have here on this station the ability for you to win some McCartney tickets. And I was asked to put together the Brian Beetle quiz. And so I put the Brian Wilson's Beetle quiz. If you want to go to our website and answer the questions and get perhaps a chance to win some McCartney tickets, just go to wml.com/contest and take the quiz. And
you devised the quiz?
I devised the quiz. And I should have consulted with you, but I felt like I was enough of a Beatles aficionado. I mean, I'm not a freak. I'm an aficionado. I came up with my own questions.
Yeah, this I feel like in The Godfather when Marlon Brando says, why didn't you come to me first?
All right, James. So take it easy there, by the way, in Florida. Don't work too hard.
Thanks, guys. Great to be with you.
Thanks, James.
Good to have you, James. It's now 7:23.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables. 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense. The Nation's Gun Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. Info and coupon at cegunshows.com.
All right, listen, you've been that place where you're like at a thrill ride, and you're climbing, you're going up the roller coaster, and you feel anticipation, you feel a little fear, but anxiety. And why is that? Well, because, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. And that's what happens when you're talking about retirement. On one hand, you're excited because, hey, I'm going to retire. And then on the other hand, you go, hey, can I really afford to retire? You know, this stuff, I don't know how I'm going to do. Do I have enough money? Have I put enough back? That's why you should turn to my friend Larry Spoth at Retirement Protection Solutions. He asks you the question, can you afford to retire? Find find out by visiting Larry's website, testyourinvestment.com. It can tell you whether or not your retirement strategy is working. And if it's not working, if it's not up to snuff, Larry will help you customize a strategy that does work by generating income during your retirement. Here's the number, 800-611-1952 to find out more. Again, that's 800-611-1952, or put your current strategy to the test by visiting testyourinvestment.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
It is 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Steam Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Happy Friday to you. Northbound 295 slowing down from the Capitol Beltway up towards the U.S. Naval Research Lab exit. On the southbound side, we have an accident by Kenilworth Avenue sitting in the center lane. Inbound New York Avenue, general delays North Capitol Street to the 3rd Street Tunnel. And in the northwest, Florida Avenue shut down with a bad accident between 13th and 14th Street. You can head over to U Street instead. Fairfax Boulevard, that accident by Germantown Road and now moved off to the shoulder. Northbound 995 in Virginia, and there's an accident in the left lane right by Route 610. And in Anne Arundel County, now all clear on the inner loop of the Beltway. That off-ramp, no more fender bender by the BW Parkway. Traffic brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A very mild morning and a milder afternoon as we get up to about 77 degrees, clouds around and a few showers, maybe an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 64 degrees at 727.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Back by popular demand is one of my most popular seminars, Preparing for Retirement. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Loudoun County and Alexandria Tuesday and Wednesday, May 10th and 11th, both 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our team. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause workplace injuries at small businesses everywhere. A shovel that causes a landscaper to trip and break his arm. A pair of scissors that lands on a florist's toe. A puddle of coffee that makes a waiter slip and fall. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail. With workers' compensation, property and liability insurance. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
The crap in Washington is going to come to a screeching halt when you elect Dave Wallace to the U.S. Senate. He is not a politician.
Hi, I'm Dave Wallace, a businessman, a family man, a lifelong Marylander. I'll fight to cut your tax rate, cut deficits, debt, and regulation, bring great jobs back to Maryland, secure our borders, and prohibit unscreened refugees into Maryland. Go to davewallace.us. Vote Dave Wallace in the Maryland primary April 26th. Dave Wallace for U.S. Senate.
Sponsored by Dave Wallace for U.S. Senate.
Yesterday, the sad news that Prince has left the scene. There are new developments in that story, and we will talk to Chris Richards from the Washington Post about the life and times of Prince. It's now 7:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. An autopsy is planned today to determine the cause of death of pop music icon Prince.
Prince had not been feeling well, we're told. He had canceled two concert dates in Atlanta a few weeks ago, but then last week played the two rescheduled dates. After the concert, his plane made an emergency landing at a Chicago area airport, and he was rushed to the hospital, where after a time was reportedly released after being treated for flu-like symptoms. As President Obama himself said in a statement he released, quote, Prince did it all, funk, R&B, rock and roll, and talented without a doubt.
Correspondent Jim Root. President Obama, meanwhile, is in London with a busy schedule today.
It's a royal day of a much different kind, starting, yes, with the Queen. The President and First Lady will have lunch with her and Prince Philip in honor of her 90th birthday. Then there's going to be a bilateral meeting with the British Prime Minister, David Cameron.
Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski. The search for a young, missing Fairfax County firefighter has ended. Searchers yesterday found the body of 31-year-old Nicole Mittendorf in Shenandoah National Park. They say they also found a suicide note in her car. That wildfire in Shenandoah National Park is getting worse. Now authorities say it has jumped Skyline Drive in several places. Traces of smoke from that fire have begun to reach the far southwest suburbs of Washington. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,983, the Nasdaq at 49,46. Sports, the Wizards have reportedly decided on Scott Brooks as their new head coach. The Caps will try again tonight to eliminate the Flyers in Game 5 of their playoff series at Verizon Center. Baseball, the Nationals fall to the Marlins, the Orioles beat Toronto, and the Cubs' Jake Arrieta throws a no-hitter against the Reds. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store's Big 20. It's our 20th anniversary celebration. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $9.99. Wow, $9.99. Furnishing that new home theater? Take a big 20% off our exclusive cinema seating and home theater furniture. All available in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. How about big sound? Take a big 20% off Samsung soundbars. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Big Screen Store's big 20th anniversary. Now that's a big 20. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Joe Mauer.
And will it stay in? It's a home run.
Loves facing NL pitching.
And the ball hit a ton to right. Wow.
Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer just blowing him away.
Loves beating Minnesota's bats.
9 up, 9 down.
Veteran slugger versus veteran hurler. Complete game. Nationals, Twins. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Massive.
Ain't baseball great?
7:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Stephen Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, I'm tracking delays for you. Northbound 295 heavy from the Capitol Beltway up past the state line towards the research lab exit. On the southbound side, you'll tap the brakes heading for Kenilworth Avenue. There's an accident in the center lane. Slowing down quite a bit inbound New York Avenue from North Capitol Street towards the 3rd Street Tunnel. In the northwest quadrant, Florida Avenue remains shut down and will for a while between 13th and 14th Street, an accident, and you can head over to U Street instead. Watch for delays northbound Pennsylvania Avenue from Branch Avenue to Minnesota Avenue, and I-95 in Virginia northbound at Route 610. That earlier accident now moved over to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much in the rain bucket this morning, but a couple of showers are possible, especially west this afternoon. Cloudy and 77 degrees with a chance of a few showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Manassas, 64 in Rockville, 64 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630,
WMAL.
7:36 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson and Lisa Booth in the house today, filling in for Larry O'Connor, taking a day off. Joining us on the line right now is Chris Richards with the Washington Post. He's their pop music critic, and we thought it'd be a good day to check in with him given the news yesterday, the very shocking news that Prince has passed from the scene at the age of 57, far before his time. Good morning to you, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, what was your reaction when you first heard the news yesterday? Then when the news started to, I guess, sort of leak out at about 1 o'clock our time.
Yeah, just profound, profound shock. I mean, I'm an enormous Prince fan personally. As a listener, I don't think there's a more significant pop star of our era. I know that sounds like hyperbole, but I don't think it's an overestimation to call him, you know, the greatest. He was the complete package in so many ways, an incredible songwriter, a singer who could just take your breath away, and as a live performer, someone who is just completely unmatched in this era. So the news totally knocked me over.
Yeah, for those who are fans and aficionados, I mean, they came to love the way he performed on stage. But what was it about him musically that made him so influential?
Well, I think Prince had this ability to mix together funk music, soul music, and rock and roll into this sort of effortless kind of utopian swirl. And it wasn't just him kind of showing off his abilities. It was him kind of inviting a wide sort of swath of humanity to the same dance floor, if you will. I think the music was really inviting in the fact that it integrated all these different sounds, because it integrated a lot of different people. It got a lot of different kinds of people together in the same room to dance to the same thing. So I think when we think of music as sort of like this utopian vehicle or a sort of a mechanism for uplift, you know, we think of Prince. He was the master at that.
Is there a song that stood out for you more than others?
Oh my gosh. Well, I love this man's catalog so deeply, and it's so rich and so abundant. Last night when I came home after work, after, you know, the rough day of writing about this, I put on side B of the 1980 album Dirty Mind. It's not his biggest hit by any stretch, but it's just like the baddest music ever written in my lifetime. You know, it's, you know, just incredibly lean funk music, and it's what Prince first starting to kind of assert his identity as a rebel, as someone who's not going to play by the rules. And I've been encouraging people to kind of revisit that side of music today.
And, you know, one of the things that I've thought about when I was thinking about Prince's music is that, you know, there are people who take other people's music and make it their own, and I think clearly he did that. His influences were wide and varied. But then there are also these artists who become influential to other musicians. And it seems in his case, he was both of those things.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the latter part of your observation, I think, couldn't be more true. Prince's influence is everywhere. I think people were very intrigued by him when he first arrived because he was so fluent in all these different musical styles. But now that sort of cross-genre fluency, that's almost a requirement in pop music. And I think there's way more hybridity in what we hear on the radio today, thanks to Prince. I think artists are expected to know, you know, their Little Richards and, you know, their Aretha Franklin's in equal measure. And that's absolutely Prince's legacy. I don't think he has an heir, so to speak. No one's really been able to match what he's done, but I think his fingerprints are everywhere.
Let me ask you this other thing, because, you know, there is a report out there this morning on the website TMZ, and they have a history of sort of getting these things right, that when he made that diverted that landing, and I guess it was Moline, and was taken to the hospital, you know, we were told initially that it was flu-like symptoms he's being treated for. And now we're beginning to hear that there may have been a drug overdose. What are you hearing? And if that turns out to be true, does that somehow tarnish his legacy?
Well, there's all kinds of speculation on what caused this death. And I think the reason that it's so shocking is that he was so publicly vital so recently. You know, I saw him perform here in D.C. at the Warner Theater 10 months ago, back in June. He didn't even look like a 57-year-old man up there. He was jumping off amplifiers and acting like a rock star half his age, you know, physically speaking. So that's another reason the wind was just taken right out of me when I heard this news yesterday, and almost disbelief, because he exuded such incredible physical presence so recently. In terms of the cause of death, I think, I mean, it's all speculation at this point until we see further reports and autopsy results come in. Either way, I think it's going to be shocking. If he was felled by the flu, it's going to be shocking that someone who projected such invincibility was taken out by the flu. If it's something, you know, less seemly, that's going to be a heartbreak for a lot of fans who loved his work. So until then, we can't really tell. But
there is one little mystery here. I mean, he canceled a date, and then he actually then made up the date, and he performed. And then,
right.
and then hours after he performed, on the way back home, he has to make this emergency landing, allegedly to be treated for flu-like symptoms. You can't do a concert like he does if you are sick with the flu.
I don't know if Prince can do a lot of things that regular humans struggle with, though. I mean, I will say music is a special force. I think it brings out our ultimate physical character as listeners, and especially as performers. Yeah. Who knows? The news is going to be tough to take either way. I think we're still processing this together as a community of listeners.
What was about his performance and performing that separates him from other artists?
Oh, my gosh. Well, just this exuding of life, if you will. I mean, he absolutely commanded the stage. It's hard to find a pop star who was more commanding of the physical space on that stage than Prince. He knew how to move through space all while performing in this virtuosic way. His singing was incredibly nuanced and had such incredible dynamic to it, you know, all while he's kind of throwing his body around in service of the entertainment of the crowd. I mean, there's just no other thing like it. My wife and I saw this show last June, and we walked out. We couldn't talk for like three blocks. It's like we had been slapped across the face by, you know, one of the most beautiful experiences of our lives. I know this sounds over the top to people, but it's really, really real. If you've seen Prince live in concert, you know what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, Chris Richards, Washington Post pop music critic, thank you so much for joining us and help us remember the life and the legacy of Prince. It is now 7:43.
Providing the care you need, when you need it, is Inova's primary concern. You can count on our 20-plus primary care locations throughout Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
I've got great news. ZeroRes, the company I use to have my carpets deep cleaned, left looking brand new and smelling fresh, now also cleans hardwood and laminate floors. ZeroRes also cleans upholstery, tile, and grout. And trust me, Larry O'Connor, ZeroRes knows the right way to clean with all green, non-toxic products safe for you, your kids, and your pets. ZeroRes leaves behind no residue, so your carpets, hardwoods, and laminate upholstery or tile will stay cleaner, longer. And best of all, your friends are going to come over, see your floors and countertops, and ask if they're new. That's how well Zero Res cleans. By the way, it's tax refund season, right? Well, you know what you should do. Take that money that you're getting back from the feds and invest it back into your home with a cleaning from Zero Res. And right now, for my WMAL listeners, it's the biggest sale of the year. Get 20% off any Zero Res cleaning. Yes, 20% off. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Again, 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS Neuro Health Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Living with depression is a daily struggle. TMS Neuro Health Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. If your current treatment is not enough, you are not alone. With TMS and FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS Neuro Health Centers is changing lives in our many locations. Find out more at our free open house in Tyson's Corner on April 28th at 6 p.m. Visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Look alive, weeds! It's a matter of life and death!
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow!
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome!
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Stephen Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Brian. Going southbound on 295, we have an accident in the center lane after Kenilworth Avenue, and you'll slow down with general delays inbound New York Avenue, Penn Street Northeast to Florida Avenue Northeast, and again from the North Capitol Street area towards the 3rd Street Tunnel. In the northwest quadrant, Florida Avenue is shut down this morning, 13th to 14th Street with an accident. Head over to U Street instead. Delays popping up northbound Pennsylvania Avenue between Branch Avenue and Minnesota Avenue, and westbound E Street Northwest is heavy from 18th to 19th Street. In Alexandria, Bellevue Boulevard with a disabled vehicle blocking your left turn lane by the GW Parkway area, and also in Virginia, King Street. And in that general area, we have malfunctioning traffic lights. Use caution. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast around, a gray morning. Temperatures mild, though, for this time of year, almost surpassing where we should be for the daytime high. Cloudy and mild this afternoon, 77. A few showers around, especially this afternoon. And maybe an isolated thunderstorm from Friday afternoon commute. Occasional showers and 60 tonight. Saturday, a morning shower, then some sun later, and a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 64 degrees, 747 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. So here's some 2016 news. Brian Wilson, Lisa Booth, in for Larry O'Connor. The transgendered bathroom thing. It continues to be a big story. And yesterday, Donald Trump, making an appearance, had this to say about the issue.
You leave it the way it is. There have been very few complaints the way it is. People go, they use the bathroom that they feel is appropriate. There has been so little trouble. And the problem with what happened in North Carolina is the strife and the economic punishment that they're taking. So I would say that's probably
the best. Do you have any people working in your organization?
I don't know.
No?
I really don't know. I probably do. I really don't know.
So if Caitlyn Jenner were to walk into Trump Tower and want to use the bathroom, you would be fine with her using any bathroom she chooses?
That is correct.
So that was his position. He said, look, people should use the bathroom and they feel most comfortable in using, and that's it. And very little else need be said about it, except that Ted Cruz had some things to say about it.
And Donald on television this morning said, gosh, he thought that men should be able to go into the girls' bathroom if they want to. Now, let me ask you, have we gone stark raving nuts? This is the political correctness. This is basic common sense. Let me ask you, are there any parents of daughters here? I'm the father of two little girls. Here is basic common sense. grown adult men, strangers, should not be alone in a bathroom with little girls.
So Ted Cruz taking full advantage of that. It'd be interesting to see how that plays out. Again, that becomes a big issue in the campaign. This transgendered thing has just got a life of its own. It won't be going away. We're going to be dealing with it, it seems like, every day in some fashion.
Well, and in some respects, this is where the candidates have been on the issues all along. And it's very emblematic of who they are as candidates, because you have Donald Trump, who cited the economic strife that North Carolina faced as one of the reasons why he says where he's against the law that was just passed. And then you have Ted Cruz, who's leading with his religious front, with leading with the evangelical Christians in condemning the idea of a transgender using the same bathroom as someone else. So it's interesting. But what's also interesting about the law in itself is the selective outrage from people about the issue. You look at PayPal, for instance. PayPal does business in 25 countries where homosexuality is illegal, and 5 countries where it's actually punishable by death. You also look at the politics at play here, because you have the Human Rights Campaign, who's driving the issue and driving the fight against Republican legislators, who's essentially an arm of the Hillary Clinton campaign. You also have Roy Cooper, who's the Democratic Attorney General, who's challenging the Republican governor, who has fought this issue, and who also said that he won't defend the law despite being legally obligated to.
So, yeah, look, I think this is going to become sort of, you know, remember last year when we did all the Confederate stuff and we talked about that this morning? There's even another one of those stories floating around today. This is going to be that issue for this year. Transgender, it's going to be the thing we talk about endlessly. And I don't know how, I can't see how it's going to be resolved. I find myself siding on this one, though, with Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
I absolutely do.
I don't disagree with him. I mean, I'm not a parent, but, you know, I certainly wouldn't want a man or with male anatomy using a restroom as a little girl. And obviously he's a father of 2 girls, so I think he's leading from that front. But, you know, it's just interesting because you look at the same thing happened in Indiana with the religious freedom law. And it's just we've seen selective outrage all along.
All right, and by the way, Indiana, looking like very key in this Republican race. It is now 7:51 on WMEL. Traffic and weather coming up in just a short while.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you. With one click or one call, Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach a Ride. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it, but identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
7:53 now on WMAL. It's time to see what's going on with your money by checking at the news desk at CNBC. Here's Chuck Kamlin.
I need my cash register intro.
There we go. There we got it.
Okay, thank you. Carole King may feel the earth move, but Caterpillar is not. Profits fell last quarter thanks to slower sales of its mining equipment, and the big cat sees business slowing a bit more this year. After snapping a three-day winning streak, stocks will rise on Wall Street today. The country's biggest auto seller, AutoNation, saw profits fall 14%. Not only did its costs rise, but the Texas hailstorms last month damaged a lot of cars on its lots, costing it a lot of insurance money. Two of the three biggest companies in the country will fall today. Microsoft and Alphabet, the old Google, both made less money than Wall Street expected last quarter. And Carnival will start sailing to Cuba May 1st. This morning, Cuba lifted its ban on Cubans and Cuban Americans entering and leaving that country on commercial vessels. Carnival's Fathom brand will be the first cruise ship to sail from the U.S. to Cuba in more than 50 years. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Radio on 105.9 FM and 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Sorry, guys.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Your vehicle's engine air filter looks like a simple barrier of accordion-like folded paper, because that's basically all it is. But it's responsible for providing clean air to your engine's cylinders. This simple filter does a great job, but only for so long. Over time, the dirt it prevents from entering your engine builds up on the filter, and a clogged engine air filter prevents your engine from getting enough fresh air, which can rob it of performance and fuel economy. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
1979. It was a good year for tube socks, feathered hair, and an even better year for cars. That's because 1979 was the year Jiffy Lube introduced the first drive-through service bay, bringing in a new era of convenient car care.
It's 35 years later, and we're still committed to finding more ways to serve you, which is why each of our over 2,000 locations keeps your vehicle records on file and uses the same vehicle information as your dealer. So join the 20 million people who have their vehicles serviced at Jiffy Lube and leave worry behind.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we have an accident southbound on 295 after Kenilworth Avenue. That's in the center lane. Plus, you have the usual southbound delays for a morning rush from Burroughs Avenue to East Capitol Street. Inbound New York Avenue, quite slow. Going to tap the brakes from North Capitol Street to the 3rd Street Tunnel. And use caution going north on the northwest quadrant as you head towards Florida Avenue. You're going to have no access from 13th to 14th Street with a fender bender. Head over to U Street instead. Northbound Pennsylvania Avenue, heavy from Branch Avenue to Minnesota Avenue. Then northbound Branch Avenue, heavy from Southern to Alabama Avenue. Westbound E Street Northwest, a slow go from 18th Street to 19th Street. And in Alexandria, approaching the GW Parkway, watch for a disabled vehicle blocking the left turn lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A very mild morning and a milder afternoon as we get up to about 77 degrees, clouds around and a few showers, maybe an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees. It is now 7:57.
The bigger, better Nation's Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, more exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA National Firearms Museum presents a special collection of generals' pistols, including General Douglas MacArthur's and Brigadier General Chuck Yeager's pistols, among others. Don't miss the bigger, better Nation's Gun Show this weekend. 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, and trade Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Nation's Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center this weekend. Coupons and more info at cegunshows.com or showmastersgunshows.com. That's cegunshows.com or showmastersgunshows.com.
Salt, sand, dirt, it gets buried deep in your carpet. These particles grind away at the fibers like sandpaper. Your rugs need a deep-down professional cleaning. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and you need Hadid. Hadid is a name you can trust. For more than 60 years, Hadid has had a time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand, removing every speck of dirt. If your rug is in need of repair, Hadid has a dedicated team of experts that can make your rug look like new again. Hadid offers 4 drop-off locations: Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, or at their On the Border store, Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, including the rolling and relaying of rugs, moving furniture if necessary. Plus, now, get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111. Online at joehadid.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Springtime is here, and you know what that means. Baseball is back. The grills come out and the burgers go on. Wrong! It means it's roofing season. More people replace their roofs in spring than any other time. Think about it. If the cold winter didn't finish off your roof, then maybe the rainy days ahead will. Now is the time. Having a successful spring is imperative to making 2016 another huge year for New Look Home Design. If we don't have a strong spring, our whole year can fall flat on its face. To make certain that doesn't happen, I'm offering discounts on roofing. 30, 40, even 50% off your entire project. New Look is challenging the notion that you get what you pay for. Premium products, premium service, for less money. That's our philosophy. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Get more, pay less.
Coming up on WMAL, one flag display up on Capitol Hill has been taken down, and you're just not going to believe why, and we'll take your calls on that. Also, we'll look back one more time at what's going on in Minnesota right now as people remember and pay tribute to Prince, who passed from the scene yesterday.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.